Welcome back to 2 inches off the ground. When you are enlightened, you live your life 2 inches off the ground. Remember, if you like this podcast, to give me a 5-star rating wherever you listen and a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. And always remember to hit the follow button so new eps pop up on your podcast player automatically. Let's start the show. Have you ever had the experience of when you have decided to go on a metaphysical journey of some sorts? Maybe you paid for a workshop, an event, a service, and it just doesn't go your way. You're expecting to have this incredible experience of being enlightened and moved to the higher realms, and that you're going to come out with so much clarity, and none of that ends up happening. Meanwhile, you keep hearing from other people what a life-changing event it was for them. And for you, you feel like you really didn't get much out of it spiritually. I want to talk about that today and what happens when something you expect and you've read many times and you've researched that has gone so right for so many others just doesn't happen for you. And that's exactly what happened to me recently. I had this very teachable moment of doing a water fast. And a water fast is also known as a water-only fast. And that means you literally just drink water. That's it. You don't eat food. You don't have supplements. I did pure water fasting. So that meant I didn't do electrolytes or took minerals or potassium supplements, anything like that. I did it for 10 days, and I detail it on my ulcerative colitis podcast. I did parts 1 and 2. So if you're interested in hearing about more of the physical results of it, what happened during, what I've learned from more of a health, physical wellness perspective, I will link that episode or those 2 episodes in the show notes so you can hear about that. But today, since this is 2 inches off the ground, I want to focus on more the metaphysical, spiritual part for me. Why I decided to do a water fast was I had researched extensively and heard and known people too, where they have healed permanently chronic illness with these longer water fasts. So originally I wanted to go for 21 days, but for something happened and I just couldn't do it. I also want to mention that I put down all of my experiences, including some of my spiritual, metaphysical, what happened each day in my water fasting journal, which I'm selling online. I'm selling in my shop, and it's literally called my 10-day water fasting journal. And I will put the link in the show notes. So I'm very excited about that. And what I'm going to tell you guys, if you are interested in water fasting and it's something you've either been thinking about or after this episode, it really resonates with you, I'm going to tell you something. And that is, it's really hard to find a good water fasting journal online. I found 2. They were from really experienced fasters. So I was not getting that good first information of a first water fast. I was getting a lot of, I would say, misinformation. So that's why this water fasting journal that I wrote is so invaluable. And if you're interested, again, you can purchase it in my store. The link will be in the show notes, and I highly recommend it if this idea of water fasting resonates with you, because I tell you the brutal, honest truth, like I always do in this journal. But the interesting part was I had kept reading about how chronic illness can be healed permanently from a water fast. And, you know, sometimes it takes a really long fast of 21 to 40 days of drinking just water. I know what you guys are thinking, that's crazy, but people do it. There are water fasting clinics where you can do it at. Or it's a series of smaller water fasts of, let's say, 7 to 10 days, and you split it up that way. And what I mean by chronic illness is what I have, autoimmune, cancer, things like that. Also, you can do with these shorter fasts, you can also heal blood pressure, certain types of diabetes, things like that. Now, water fasting does not override genetics. So I have this gene where I can't override it. That's just how it is. But I can take the blueprint of my autoimmune out of my cells. And how that works is they say that by day 4 of water fasting, you start to undergo a process called autophagy. And autophagy is when your body rids itself of the bad or diseased cells and it replaces them with good new immune stem cells. And people have been doing this since biblical times. It's just something that's fallen out of favor with Western medicine. But now Westerners are starting to get back to water fasting. Universities like USC and Boston University are starting to really study water fasting and really get into it. So you can go online and you can research for yourself. But that's why I did it, is I wanted to get this chronic illness out of my tissues. And they say with, again, something that's a more serious disease like cancer or autoimmune, you have to do fasting for a longer time because the disease is so ingrained deep in your tissues. So that's why, you know, I was hoping to go 21 days and I ended up going 10. And you can read about in my water fasting journal what happened, and something tragic had happened. And then I also did it for reasons of safety, why I ended early, because I was losing a lot of weight and I'm already a tiny person. But to get to the spiritual component is I had read online these accounts of by day 4, you are seeing Jesus, you are one with the universe. I read a lot of the trees are singing to me. I can feel them come alive on a walk. I can hear the grass growing. Everything is sparkling around me. I can't stop meditating. I'm in a different realm. I'm floating above the earth. And I had all these incredible insights. That's what people were writing. I mean, not many, maybe a few. And I said, okay, that's kind of cool too, is let me try to do this water fast to also get all the spiritual and metaphysical benefits and all of these insights that, oh my gosh, I can change my life, right? Spiritually. But what ended up happening was I pretty much got none of those insights. And it was very frustrating. And they kept talking about in my research, day 4 to day 7. Day 4 to day 7 is when autophagy really kicks in. You get that big hit of autophagy. So those bad cells are leaving the body, the disease is leaving the body, the new cells are replacing them. And you're supposed to, you know, just have all these insights, and you're supposed to have energy, and the hunger and the cravings are all supposed to subside. I found none of that. In fact, I was hoping to do this whole schedule of meditating and breath work and walking outside in nature. You guys, I could barely get off my couch. Barely. It was that bad because I was just so fatigued. I was so weak. I turned into a zombie because I hardly slept for, I think it was 9 nights or 10 nights. It was really, really bad. And, you know, here I am watching a stupid show or listening to an entertainment podcast because my mind just can't handle anything else. I'm that much in the thick of it. And in the meantime, you're detoxing, right? So I'm detoxing these symptoms where I started to have symptoms of a cold to a point that my husband had called me, he was away. And he said to me, wow, you sound like you have a really bad cold. So it was just not an easy time. And it was really funny because I had a couple vivid dreams, but I felt they really didn't tell me anything. It was me eating with a friend at a Thai restaurant when I don't even eat Thai food, having bubble tea when I don't like bubble tea. I don't know. I also had a dream of I was opening a garbage can and this horrible, horrific smell came out so bad, and I can't describe it. It was just like, it was like the smell of death times 1,000. And the smell was so bad that I nearly vomited in my dream, and I woke up retching because it was so bad. I was fine after I woke up after a few seconds. And I felt that symbolized all the toxins that were coming out of my body. Not sure, but that's what it meant to me. I also had a dream of where I could see blue and violet, and they symbolize the mold toxicity in my body, because I found out, I'm sorry if you guys don't know this, but I found out the reason I have ulcerative colitis, the root cause, is from mold toxicity. I had been living in a childhood home for years, obviously as a child, that had tons of mold. And then on top of it, I had re-exposed myself throughout the years. I'm fine in this house, but that mold had kept in my body because of the gene I have, it couldn't clear out the mold. So my root cause for my IBD, inflammatory bowel disease, is mold toxicity. And I've been working with a special protocol of binders and nasal sprays to clear that out. So anyway, I had this dream of the mold in blue and violet, and it was set against black space, and it was just kind of floating like it was under a microscope, but I felt for some reason that it was symbolizing coming out of my body. And that was the most metaphysical it really got. I know you guys are hoping for more, but that's pretty much it. The only other insights I had, the funny one, was when the new calves are born this spring, I want to name them after the Addams Family characters, so Morticia and Gomez, or Morticia and Wednesday. I know what you guys are thinking. That is fucking amazing. So profound. I remember, too, I couldn't stop looking at these flare pants on this website, so I finally ordered them, and that was my amazing, brilliant insight as well. Saying all this, the water fast did not live up to the hype that I hope it was going to live up to and that I was expecting. And again, I've come on this podcast before where I've said, hey, I've had all these expectations. I was talking to Jenny Chaparelli. This is one of the last episodes where we talked about getting our master Reiki attunements and how I expected it to be this whole thing, and it wasn't. But when you read from other people that it is going to be this whole spiritual thing and it's not for you, it just gets more frustrating and frustrating, especially if you're tired, you're hungry, you're weak, you're hoping to hell that this shit works. It's not the most pleasant experience. But I will say this, and this is the good news. First of all, I got some really astounding results. And I got those results via bioenergetic testing and blood work, which again, I will put that link when it's available in the show notes. That's going to be part two of that episode for my UC podcast, so you can listen to that. But also, I had these insights of, I am dealing with this, but I didn't realize I was dealing with this. For some reason, I had been looking at this book and I wanted to read it. And it just, I was like, yeah, I don't think it's my thing. And I strongly was drawn to it after the water fast. So I started listening to it. And I'm sure you guys all know it, New York Times bestseller, I'm Glad My Mom Died by Jeanette McCurdy. And she talks about binge eating disorder in a lot of the book. And I never considered myself to have an eating disorder, ever. And after hearing her story, I realized that, oh my gosh, I do. I have binge eating disorder on and off. I've had it on and off since I was 4 years old. Now, I haven't had it consistently, but I do go through times where I do have it. And binge eating disorder is when you just binge. You don't purge. You don't restrict calories in that way. You just have a binge of something. And I found that when I was done with the water fast, it was very hard for me after the refeeding period, because after you do a water fast, well, a longer water fast, you have to go through a refeeding period, which I did. And by the way, before you start a water fast, you have to go through a special feeding period of around 5 to 7 days, same after the water fast. And you know, get your body used to food again, because if you just sit down, you eat a ribeye steak or something, you could risk refeeding syndrome, which could make you have a heart attack. So that's why it's so important you have to do this whole refeeding program. And during the refeeding program, I was okay. I probably ate too many calories per day, but I was okay. I was fine. And then after that, I was just having these binges. And I think part of the binges were, number one, I was very depleted of electrolytes. I was depleted of minerals. And another thing was, I am now able to eat a lot more food. And it's such a novelty to me that I kept eating and trying things and eating and eating and eating. And to the point that some nights I would like actually be in pain and my stomach would be so distended because I would eat so much. And this is not something I've done in quite some time. So I had to realize that, yeah, I do have that. Again, maybe it's not an everyday thing for me, but I do go through episodes with that. And that makes sense from things that I have learned about researching binge eating disorder, and that is there are certain genetics behind it. There's a certain family history behind it. There is actually a hormone that contributes to it. And then there's also the history of personal relationships. And did you have abuse in your past? Which I did. Learning all this was astounding from the water fast. So in the fast, I felt like I wasn't getting what I wanted. The whole Buddha moment, right? The whole Jesus, Buddha, the whole thing. But I felt that after the fast, that was actually a big realization for me and a big help for me. And I've really appreciated it since. And even if that's the only thing to come out of this water fast, then that's something that I can finally work on. I got this workbook so I can really go through. It's an 8-week program on binge eating and just discuss all my feelings. And you know what, guys? I've come on here and I've said this before. I'm not into journaling. It's just not my thing. But I found that the questions they ask and the fact that they only give you maybe a paragraph worth of space to answer it, I feel that that really works for me. And so I've been working on this journal and it's been very helpful. And I've had a lot of insights. And they talk a lot about personal relationships and how they lead to binge eating. If you have problems with a specific personal relationship, usually family or something like that, and there is someone close to me where I just can't get along with the person. I've tried to do the metaphysical thing where you give them grace, you give them compassion, you do the whole thing. I've tried. And then something comes flying out of their mouth that's totally disgusting or totally insulting. And I'm sitting there going, why am I sitting in this energy having to deal with this? So yeah, that's been interesting too, because I always say, oh, this person doesn't affect me. But I think this person does really affect me. And I really appreciate that. I also had an incident shortly after the water fast where someone was extremely disrespectful to me. And it was someone that I really liked. Yeah, someone that was, I always thought was a very nice, good person, and wrote me something extremely nasty. And I had to end up not associating with that person anymore. It just made me realize the universe threw me that curve again of you have to be around people who are considerate of you. If they're not, no use conversing with them, block them from everything. They don't need to be in your energy field. I agree with that. So that was another realization too. And I felt when I was able to do that so quickly with this person that I had grown a little bit and I had matured a little bit in that way. The last thing I want to say is something that happened that was so synchronicity. You can't make this up, is I research water fasting. I do a whole thing, I research for weeks. Now, I'm someone that doesn't know holiday dates. Like I know, you know, Christmas is December 25th. I know my birthday. I know New Year's is January 1st, that type of thing. But other than that, can't tell you when other holidays are at all. And so I decide to pick this random day to start the fast. And that day was Monday, March 11th, 2024. And I go to write it down on my calendar because I have this metaphysical calendar that I like to write my metaphysical things down on. And I look at it and it says, that is the first day of Ramadan. And Ramadan, as you guys know, is the Muslim holiday where 1.8 billion people are fasting. This was the exact day starting Ramadan, and I couldn't believe it because why, out of all the days of the year that I just decided to randomly pick, why did I pick the first day of Ramadan? This is not a coincidence. And I do have a Middle Eastern background from my birth father, who I've never met. From DNA test, I do know I'm Middle Eastern, so I don't know if it's a nod to that or it's something coming through for that. I found that interesting. And then when I went back to write in this water fasting journal and to write all my insights, again, I don't realize, but I'm doing it on the day of the eclipse. we had the solar eclipse on April 8th. In that way, too, it's also been a very metaphysical and spiritual experience. And I'm glad I did it when I did. And I'm glad I did it in general, since my new intent is to always bring this topic back to you. I want to ask you specifically, does water fasting resonate with you, or some type of fasting? And by the way, guys, I cannot say enough that you need to consult with a health professional for water fasting. I am not a health professional. I am not a doctor. You need to have someone supervise, especially if you do these longer fasts, or you will risk hurting yourself permanently. So I cannot say that enough. But what type of cleansing resonates with you right now? I mean, it doesn't have to be food or water or anything, but does anything in your life just need a fast, a cleanse? What needs to be cleared out in your life? I am trying to clear out toxins, right? Literal toxins, physical toxins out of my body, and spiritual toxins as well. I actually have another episode on the UC podcast where I talk about doing colonics, and that can also be spiritual as well. So I'm doing more of the physical, but spiritually, physically, anything, mentally, what do you feel can benefit in your life from some type of cleanse? That is what I leave you with today. Thank you guys always for listening, and I'm so glad to be back. And if you would like to buy my water fasting journal, you can just look in the show notes, or you can go to my store at freespiritpodcast.com and buy it there. And remember, it also supports this podcast. Not only does it support you if it resonates with you, but it supports me as well. Until next time, live your life 2 inches off the ground.